Anna never had imagined such a depressing place. She didn't know what was worse, the scrawny, lame, and otherwise damaged animals, obviously bound for slaughter, or the fit, alert younger ones who might easily suffer the same fate. Someone pointed her toward a big pen where that morning perhaps 100 horses had been crowded together prior to the sales. Only a few sad stragglers remained, each with a big black number pasted to both hips. Desperate, Anna also searched the individual pipe rail stalls that housed a few healthier specimens. Could Duke have gone downhill so badly in just a year? She wouldn't even recognize him. But he still would stand out for his jet black coat and the lightning bolt stripe down his face. She saw no horse like that anywhere. Finally, she found a clerk and described Duke to her. The woman flipped through some pages on a clipboard. Black, warm blood, gelding, 8 years old, stripe on face, lame, right foreleg? Yeah. He went on the block day before yesterday, sold out of state. Anna remembered her flutter of hope. Out of state? Where? Can you tell me? The clerk just frowned and shrugged. A passing worker told Anna, "That means Mexico or Canada, one of the houses. Sorry, lady, he's long gone." For a few minutes, Anna still couldn't grasp what they were saying. Back then, she didn't even understand the terminology, but their dead voices and expressions told her all she needed to know. Duke had been loaded onto a truck, crowded in with dozens of other suffering and terrified animals, and sent to a slaughterhouse. She sagged against the fence of the big corral. In the heat and dust, she couldn't catch her breath and felt as if she might pass out. She shut her eyes against a tidal wave of grief and guilt. The shock of Richard's arrest, the loss of their house and their whole lifestyle had all been bad enough. But in the process, overwhelmed, she turned her horse over to people who didn't care about him the way she did. She'd killed Duke, first by crashing him into that damned jump a year ago, then by leaving it up to Brittany to sell him, and not even following up afterward. Even if I'd had Duke put down when he first tore the ligament, it would have been kinder than this. The idea of her beautiful, brave friend dying in such a horrible way turned Anna's stomach. She fought the urge to vomit in the sawdust, right in front of the barn workers. Eyes still shut, she gripped the piped fence as if it were the rail of a heaving ship, and she might be swept overboard. Heavy breathing, a warm breeze against her cheek, a velvet nose nuzzling her. Anna gazed up into a big, dark eye that shone with compassion.